Well, Merry Christmas. Today is the eighth day of Christmas, and I'd like to tell you that I have eight maids a-milking for all of you. But as much as I love you, I'm not your true love. We went through that sermon, right? And I'm sure we really couldn't accommodate all the cows. So no cows, no milkmaids, no swans, no geese, no pheasants, no calling birds, no French hens, no turtle doves, and no partridges. Just as well, that's a lot of guano to clean up. Even so, I hope you got some wonderful presents. You did? I'm so glad. So what did Santa bring for you? Or, well, you can tell me later. Did you get coal in your stocking? Of course, even if you did get some coal, that means that you'd be able to keep warm at least. Yeah. So Santa might have been reminding you that you've been naughty this year, but you're still loved. I think Santa is a universalist. Okay, well, you can tell me about that later. Now, Ebenezer Scrooge gave the gift of extra coal to Bob Cratchit when he returned to work on the second day of Christmas, and it was a blessing for Bob and for Mr. Scrooge. Still, I doubt coal would make your list of best gifts ever. Although, my daughter, who's sitting here and came specifically because she knew she was going to be mentioned in this sermon, she did once get a little over the moon about opening up batteries, I will tell you. She was two. It's okay. Since before Halloween, even, we've been bombarded by commercial images of the gifts we should buy for each other, and all month long, the Christmas movies have been playing on TV, but that sensory assault can't tarnish the season for me. I love Santa Claus. I love giving presents. I love thinking about what would be a wonderful gift for each person and finding it or making it, and I love getting presents. I really do. Now, hear me, I'm not saying that I want to have a lot of stuff. It's not about the stuff. We've learned since we were little that, say it with me, it's better to, say it out loud, it's better to give than to receive. You know it well. But it's not at all bad to receive. Who here loves getting presents? Sure. Why is that so great? I think it's because it tells us that someone cares for us, that someone is thinking of us and took the time to consider what would make us happy or what that person really would like to share with us. Gifts say many things. I've been watching my favorite Christmas movies since Thanksgiving, and I like to start with Miracle on 34th Street. I confess that one of my main reasons for loving this movie is that it brings back memories of my childhood when we used to go to watch the Thanksgiving Day parade from my great aunt's second floor window on Central Park West. But that in itself is a gift. Just watching the movie is a gift of childhood memories. Perhaps you're familiar with this classic film, I mean the original, with Natalie Wood. Natalie Wood was just about 8 years old when she made this movie, and her facial expressions were priceless. At the beginning of the movie, her character, Susan, didn't believe in Santa Claus. And Santa Claus gradually convinced her over the course of the movie. Okay, there are some spoilers here. At the end of the movie, Santa gets Susan the house that she wanted. Well, anyway, he sends them there so that Susan's mother and Mr. Gailey can buy it. But you get the idea. But the gift isn't the house. The house is just the visible sign of the gift. The gift is Susan's belief in Santa Claus. The best gifts are double gifts like that. There's the gift, the thing itself, and the real gift, which is what the gift represents. Have you ever gotten the gift of, say, someone's favorite book? Yeah. That's a special gift because that person is saying to you, I liked this, and I hope you will too, and then we can share that. Or perhaps someone has given you some music that you haven't heard before. That person knows you well enough to know that this is something you'll probably like. That's a gift that says, I've noticed what your tastes are. Maybe Santa or someone else has given you the one thing that you've just been dreaming about and hoping for. Did anyone give you an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle? No, you know what I'm talking about, though. Now, you'd have to be careful not to shoot your eye out. You probably live, but that gift is a gift you'd remember for the rest of your life, I'd expect. That gift is a gift that would say, I've been paying attention. I know what you've been wanting, and even though it's not what everyone else wants for you, if it makes you happy, it makes me happy. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the classic animated version, narrated by Boris Karloff, mind you, the Grinch gets a wonderful gift and it isn't even wrapped up. He gets the gift of a heart that grows and the understanding of the meaning of Christmas. In another movie I love, It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey is given a gift by nearly the entire town of Bedford Falls, New York, and of course, by Clarence, his guardian angel. The town gives him money, but what they really give him is a message that he is loved and treasured by the whole community. When his brother Harry raises a toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town, he's being a bit ironic, but he's not really talking about money. George is pretty much speechless. I once got a gift that left me speechless. Hard to believe, I know. But it's true. In fact, when I told my daughter I was including this in my sermon, because I always ask permission before I name someone in a sermon, she said to me, oh, yay, I love stories where you're speechless. So in a way, this story is a gift for her. A few years ago, my daughter, Cecilia, had been to General Assembly, and while she was there, she ordered a special chaplain-length stole for me. Back in seminary, I kept saying, I am not called to parish ministry, I am called to chaplaincy. I am not called to parish ministry, I am called to chaplaincy. God has such a sense of humor. So she ordered this chaplain-length stole. Now, this was before I was ordained. I was still in seminary, so I'd never worn a stole, and I wouldn't until I was ordained. The stole is typically reserved for those who have been ordained. It is the symbol of God's yoke, God's burden, that we accept at ordination. And Cecilia knew this. So this was a gift that said, I believe in you, Mom. I know you're going to finish this and be ordained. I kept it ready, and it reminded me of her faith in me. That faith, of course, was the real gift. This stole here. This is the sign of that faith in me, but it's not the real gift. It's lovely. It's double-sided. It has a special oneness symbol. It symbolizes multiple faiths. There's an ankh, a cross, a shield of David, a Buddhist symbol, a Sikh symbol, a yin-yang, an om. There's a star, a shield of David, a flaming chalice, and a Jerusalem cross. And I can wear it on either side. So when I tell you that I love to get presents, this is why. I love the handmade pictures that my grandchildren give to me. I loved it the year my children donated to one of my favorite charities in my name. It took me a little time to learn how to accept these presents graciously, though. I grew up in a family where this wasn't always modeled for me. Perhaps you know a person who just can't accept a gift without telling you that you spent too much money and you really shouldn't have bothered, but really seems to mean it, and goes on and on about that. Or maybe you know someone who proceeds to tell you why the present you got isn't precisely right, so thank you, the thought was lovely, but if you don't mind, and please don't take it personally, this person will be exchanging it for exactly the right kind of whatever it is every time you get that person a present. Alas. Oh, well. Oh, sure, we've all received those gifts of perfectly hideous lamps or knickknacks or sweaters or, heaven forbid, pink bunny suits. Another one for the Christmas Story fans, yes. But even with these presents, the real present is the thought behind the gift. Even if your aunt is laboring under the impression that you're a 4-year-old girl, if she makes you a pink bunny suit, she surely loves you, and you don't have to wear it. So, what gifts did you get this year? Did you get love? Yes. Good. Compassion? Faith? Comfort, strength. Receive your gifts. I still don't have any milkmaids for you. But you've given me much. Your presence, your commitment, your work in the church. These gifts have spoken volumes to me. I hope I've given you something in return. What a holy thing to give and to receive. This in itself is a blessing. Namaste.